Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+, and we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back, Midday Show, live from Radio Row in New Orleans. Hugh Douglas, Joe Gillette, you guys with us, 215-592-9494. Later in the show, Colleen Wolf will join us, Greg Olson, Elliot Shore Parks, and right now, Kyle, our next guest, Seth Joyner.
Yes, Seth, sponsored by Bet Parks Online Casino Sportsbook app. New users get up to $1,000 casino bonus back. BetParks.com for details. Must be 21 in Pennsylvania, New Jersey, or Michigan. Gambling problem, 1-800-GAMBLER.
Seth, how you doing today?
Oh, I'm good, fellas. What's happening?
What up, man? How you doing?
How's Nolan?
When are you coming down here, Seth?
I'm probably flying down tomorrow. I'll be down there for a couple of days, and then I'm coming back before the game so I can I got to do my pre and post game show from here. So yeah,
no,
I'll be down there for a couple of days.
You know what, Seth? I'm kind of curious, man, because me and Joe were kind of kicking around a little bit. And do you feel like Jalen has to be, in order to win this game, he has to be extraordinary?
No, I think they just need to do what they've done all year. I don't know why we keep putting this expectation that Jalen has to do something superhuman in order for us to win. We have a complete football team. We've got the number one ranked defense. We've got, you know, the number two ranked rush offense. That was just because, you know, Saquon didn't play in week 18, or we'd still be the number one ranked unit as far as that's concerned. When we need to throw the ball, we proved that last week and against the Pittsburgh Steelers that we can throw the ball. Jalen doesn't have to do anything. The way that this team is constructed, all they need to do is run the football, play solid defense, and Jalen just needs to do what he needs to do when he has to do it.
Seth, who do you give the advantage to, Andy Reid or Vic Fangio? So there's some stuff out there, you know, in their career when Mahomes goes against Fangio, he's 8-0. But if you go back further than that, you know, Reid and Fangio have been around the NFL for a long time. It's pretty even, the matchups between those two guys. Reid, Fangio, how do you see those two head-to-head?
Yeah, you know, I talked about, you know, this matchup on my podcast and on my TV show this week. And I think that, you know, I've been saying all week this is going to be an epic chess match between Andy and Vic Fangio. I think, you know, the 8-0 record, you know, you kind of have to look at, you know, a team that he's facing in Denver that really wasn't that good. They were trying to, you know, they were trying to rebuild that team when Vic Fangio was the head coach there, and whether they played against, you know, a Miami team that just wasn't bought into what Fangio was selling. I think you kind of throw that out of the window. Because I think that, you know, you've got two of the greatest minds to ever coach in the National Football League. And you know, listen, Big Red, you give him 2 weeks to prepare. You know, this football team, this Kansas City team, they can be a finesse team. They can be a smash-mouth team when they really have to be and need to be with the bigger and extra offensive linemen in the game. So I think, you know, as great as Vic has been this year and, you know, over his career, he's going to need all 40 of those years of experience, you know, to deal with Andy, because Andy is going to be adjusting on the fly. He's going to be coaching against – he's going to be game planning, you know, his players, the Eagles players, you know, inefficiencies. He's going to be game planning, you know, their lack of discipline in certain areas. He's going to be game planning their technical and fundamental flaws. And, you know, that's why it's so hard to beat the Kansas City Chiefs, because those are areas that you know, the Andy, you know, attacks, and Patrick Mahomes does a good job of executing what it is he puts together.
Seth Joyner with us here as we get set for Super Bowl 59. Seth, what did you think when, as a player, of Super Bowl week? Was it tougher to lock in? There's so much going on. They have the media night a couple nights ago. You know, take us through when you were in the Super Bowl. What was that week like, trying to get ready for the game, but also all the other stuff going on?
Well, I mean, so the first time that I went, you know, it was a little bit of a cluster because, you know, you're trying to – you just don't understand the process. You know, and sometimes, you know, we don't ask the pertinent questions we need the answers to. The second time I went, okay, the first week, you know, this down week that we were just in last week, it's like, okay, I'm going to get my tickets taken care of, who's coming, who's not going. You know, by the time we get to the plane on Sunday, don't ask me about no tickets or nothing else. It's already etched in gold, you know, what the circumstances and what the situation is. And then, you know, Monday and Tuesday, you know, you can enjoy yourself a little bit. But by the time I get to Tuesday night, Wednesday morning when practices really start, I'm totally locked in. Like I tell my family, don't call me. Don't ask for nothing. I ain't going to no dinners. I ain't doing nothing. You know, it's all football right now, and I'm locking in. And I think that's really the best way to handle it. You know, you want to be able to enjoy the process. But once you get to, like, Tuesday night, Wednesday morning, it has to become all business. And you got to lock in and you got to, you know, block out all the distractions.
Do you think the experience from last time is a difference maker this time for the Eagles? You know, last time they were there, Seth, 2 years ago, they had a handful of players that were still left over from 2017. But it was mostly new coaches, young players on the offense like Jalen and Devontae. How much do you think that's going to help them that a lot of these guys just were in this game and did this 2 years ago?
Oh, I think it's massive because, you know, for the young guys who haven't been there before, they get an opportunity to, you know, get mentorship, you know, from the guys who've been there and done it. They can kind of tell you what to do, what not to do, you know, what the process is. And even help them through, you know, the process leading up to the game because, you know, you can easily, you know, burn yourself out, you know, Saturday and Sunday before the game, mentally, physically, and everything else, you know, if you're not tempering yourself and trying to even kill it, you know, until the whistle actually blows. So, yeah, you know, when you got guys that have been there and experienced it and done that before, you know, they can draw from that. That's a big help. And I also think that it's a huge help, you know, to Nick Sirianni as a head coach having been there before as well.
Seth Joyner with us here. We're live on Radio Row in New Orleans. Seth, this time of year, you know, they've put so much on tape, so many games they've played. They could see all their tendencies. How much in this 2 weeks do you think the Eagles should be adding in, especially this week, new stuff compared to, hey, this is who we are, this is what we do, let's go out and do it? Because, you know, last week watching the AFC Championship game, the Chiefs were really on to the tendencies of the Bills and that quarterback sneak. The Bills were really good at it, almost as good as the Eagles with their tush-push. And then Kansas City stopped it a few times and really swung that game. Do you think the Eagles should be adding new wrinkles in, or is it like, hey, this is who we are, let's go execute?
No, listen, I think there are some things that they have to add because, you know, both Andy and Steve Spagnuolo are such sticklers for the things that they identify that you do well, that you have to have some key breakers here or there because they're just a solid team. So, I mean, you don't want to inundate players with, you know, new stuff, new information, you know, that new things that they have to learn and remember. But you certainly have to do some different things along the way to make your opponent think, you know, through the process. You can't make it as easy as it looked for the Kansas City Chiefs, you know, last week. And likewise, you know, from a defensive perspective, it's the same exact thing. And when you're dealing with Andy, I'm of the opinion that you almost have to create two different game plans, you know, for Andy. Because he'll come out in one thing in the beginning of the game. By the time he comes out in the second half, they've adjusted to some of the things that you do. And you're going to have to make some adjustments. You're going to have to implement something different that they haven't seen. And to be able to take care of, you know, hey, you know, their running game. If they come out and they decide they're going to run the ball, you better have something for it, especially if they go big people. You're going to have to account for that. If they come out and they adjust their passing game, what kind of adjustments can you make on the fly? Because you're not going to have a chance to go back in the locker room in the second half and come up with your adjustments. And Vic has done a really, really good job of that. They're going to have to, like, you know, for example, they're going to have a plan for, you know, when Kansas City cuts their splits down, they read man-to-man coverage and they start running all these crossing routes, you know, to rub somebody free. You know, you got to check zone in that situation because playing man is, you know, it's a death knell to you, you know. And then you also got to understand that when Patrick Mahomes reads, you know, man situations, he's looking for Xavier Worthy. He's looking for DeAndre Hopkins, and he's looking for Juju Smith-Schuster to win one-on-ones. If he reads zone coverage, you know, he's looking for Travis Kelce to kind of find his spot in the zones and the holes in the defense and try to figure out how they can get those, you know, those big plays. So there's a lot going on there, and I'm telling you, if you're a lover of the schematics and the strategy of football, this chess match between Andy Reid and Vic Fangio is going to be something to watch, man.
It's going to be awesome. Can't wait for it, Seth. We appreciate it as always. Enjoy the rest of your week, your quick time down here, and then your shows on Sunday. And enjoy Super Bowl 59. Thank you, Seth.
Have a good one, Seth.
You got it, guys.